This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I was going to say head west, but it became yes. Head yes. Say yes to every opportunity today would be my advice. I'm Doug Steffen. Who the heck am I to give you advice? Well, I've been giving advice, whether solicited or not, for a long time.
Boy, is that the truth.
Oh, calm down there. Jennifer Horn is here along with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen with a focus on, well, first before we do the food news, let's have a congratulations to the winner of the Powerball ticket, $447.8 million.
Wow.
The store that sold it, Southern California, kind of a junk store. Did you see a picture of the inside of the store, Jennifer?
I did not. I know that it's in my neck of the woods. But
where is Menifee? Small town.
Near Riverside.
Yeah. Okay. So it's just off the highway. Caters to retirees who live in that area. Sun City, those of you who know that area. It's a retirement community. I think this is more, every time they award these things, I'm more convinced it's fixed and rigged than ever. There's no Los Angeles winner. There's a bout in the middle of the desert from nowhere winner. And you look around the number of people that win in the South or places that are off the beaten path. I never buy lottery tickets in big, see, only when I travel around the country and go through small towns. Do I go?
Yeah, no one in Manhattan ever wins.
No, never.
And how many times have you won the lottery doing that, Dougie?
Anyway, so the store gets $1 million for selling the ticket, and we'll see who shows up today. $447 million translates into about $310 million after taxes. Not a bad haul.
Yeah, I was going to say, I could totally do that. No problem.
There are 4,700 homes in Sun City. The average age is 55 plus, as you can imagine. Let's see here. And when you put Sun City and Menifee together, about 89,000 people. It's a pretty good sized market, actually. And I'm guessing a lot of people have got it like I do. They're travelers. They go through. And that road is almost a main drag between L.A. and Las Vegas, right? So there are lots of
you have to be off the 10 or the 91, around Riverside.
Right there. Mm-hmm. 20, 26, 32, 38, 58, and the Powerball number was 3. I always play birthday numbers now, and they never get even close to this. And I don't know what the story is, but that's the way.
A little bit better odds if you quick pick.
What I heard. All right, 44 states anticipating the winner. Good. Congratulations. That'll be cool. So next up is the food news for today and why millennials are killing business. Apparently, Applebee's is complaining because they are finding that millennials don't like their store, don't like their restaurant. They say the millennials are refusing to come in, and therefore their businesses are in jeopardy. And I wonder about that. Applebee's, there's so many of those.
Yeah, maybe stores, because Applebee's isn't that great.
Maybe they need to be better.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
This is what annoys me. I've seen so many stories about this, and I had some friends who were talking about it, how the millennials are killing the napkin industry and all this other stuff. Shouldn't this go for any business that if however your marketing or whatever you're doing isn't working and people aren't coming in, isn't that on you? Shouldn't you be the one figuring out a new marketing strategy instead of blaming it on the consumers?
This shows how bad the management is. When Budweiser was sold to that, European outfit, and everybody said, okay, I'm not drinking Bud anymore. It was bad enough before. It was awful beer. But now it belongs to some other company, so we're not going to drink it. Coors, the same thing, because all of these, what do they call them, the regional beer, what do they call those beer
Like local craft beers?
The craft beers, yeah. they're becoming around here. We have a company in Framingham that started, three brothers started it from nothing. Father gave them, I think, $10,000 and started. They have fabulous success. I don't drink beer, but everybody, and they've grown three times in the last 10 years.
Yeah, we've got a ton of those around here. I think millennials, and as much as I hate that word, I think young people just like the experience, and craft beer kind of offers an experience. You can go to a brewery, and you can get a tour, and you can learn all about how they make it, and then you can learn how to make it yourself.
Yeah.
And you just don't get that with a Budweiser or a Bud Light or any of those.
Yeah. But I guess the gist of this article, because I read it yesterday too, is that millennials are shying away from brands like big box restaurants or chains, basically, and are looking for mom and pop. So what was a trend, mom and pop, then went to the chain trend, and now millennials are going back. So I guess the question for the millennial in the room, Kara, and to some extent Victoria, do you guys stay away from chain restaurants, right? Or do you stay away from big brands because for whatever reason?
This is really probably more of a question for Kara, because I'm in New York City and there aren't really, I mean, at Times Square I avoid anyway, and like all New Yorkers, so I don't really go to any chain places because there aren't any around me.
So, I go to chain restaurants, but I don't go to the big sit-down chain restaurants most of the time. I'll still go to Chipotle or Panera or any of those.
Like Chipotle would be, yeah.
But I would say most people are going to more fast casual ones, because I think you can get food that's just as good without going to a big sit-down restaurant. And I also just don't think, I mean, we've talked about this before. It's a pain to go with a bunch of people and then have to split a big bill, so it's just easier to go and everyone can order their own food and then sit down and eat together.
Yeah.
Than Applebee's. Applebee's food isn't that good anyway, so.
All right. So I want to, let me take another step here. We'll pause for a moment, and then I want to take a look. We were talking about restaurants, but let's talk about some of these retailers that have troubled financials. They're blaming millennials or young people as well. Is that really the case? Or is it, as we just suggested, it's your own fault for not keeping up with the times? Let's see where we come down with that in a moment. 13 and change past the hour here on the DJV Experience.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-828-1177. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-828-1177. 800-828-1177. 800-828-1177. Results may vary.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just 1 day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's get to, I just want to make a comment about these retailers, and then we need to do our television report. We were talking a few minutes ago about how millennials or young people, however you want to describe it, I think millennials is becoming an overused term, frankly, but with them blaming these restaurants, it's blaming. That's as Kara so cogently pointed out during the break when we were talking about this, it's a smart move. Blame the people who are responsible for your demise, and that will certainly fix things. So do we have the same attitude, if you will, toward these 22 retailers that have very troubled financials? Some of them are at the risk of bankruptcy. For example, Needless Markup. And that pretty much says it all. That's why they aren't doing well, because they build too much into the prices of things. People can find the same stuff online. Sears Holdings, the same thing. Those are the two most prominent on that list, but there are plenty of others. If you look at the analysis by Moody's Investments, 16 different retailers are very close to bankruptcy. That's because they don't understand how to get to the, you know, they can save themselves, but they're not. There's no conventional thinking. There's no modern thinking.
I think in terms of some of these places, too, I mean, millennials have just now gotten to the point where they are making enough money where they can kind of invest in things and go out and buy things that are a little bit more expensive. And some of these places, like Sears, I feel like have already been on the way out for a while. So it's not just the impact of millennials not buying stuff. I'm sure that would help them out. But apparently, I think if they're already on the way out, other people haven't been shopping there either. Yeah, so there's something wrong with how they're doing things.
All right, let's get to our television report. Did you see the story about Jesse Ventura, who agreed to do a show on Russia's network because he was out of work, needs health care insurance, he can't get a job, no one will touch him. The United States... the unions in the U.S. have thrown me into the dirt. Remember how anti-union he was, and television is a very
Is he colluding with Russia now?
Apparently.
Is that what's happening?
Yes, right. Yep, he's now got a big show. Loves Vladimir Putin. Putin actually personally reassured him that his show would not suffer from censorship.
Oh.
The network is run by the Kremlin.
All right. Well, speaking of, do you want to know what's on TV tonight? Because it actually relates to Vladimir Putin. And there's four top picks for you, in my estimation. The first, since you brought him up, the Putin interviews, airs on Showtime tonight at 9. This is a TV event that will stretch over four nights and will feature supposedly candid conversation between Vladimir Putin and Oliver Stone, filmmaker Oliver Stone. They'll talk about Donald Trump, the election, Syria, Edward Snowden, and a whole lot of other topics. If that's not quite your thing, American Ninja Warrior has to be. It will debut season 9 tonight, 8 o'clock on NBC. Also debuting tonight is So You Think You Can Dance. Mary Murphy is back for the 14th season. That's on Fox tonight at 8 o'clock. And, of course, sports fans, NBA Finals Game 5. The Cavs at the Warriors. It's at 6 p.m. on ABC.
Jennifer, I thought you'd like this. TV Guide has a listing of the top 50 TV characters ever.
Ooh.
And they're asking people.
Lucy's got to be number one.
Who?
Lucy's got to be one of them.
How'd you know?
Yeah, because she's just the best. Jack Bauer has to be really high on the list, I would think.
Yes, yeah, in the top 10. You're right about that. Lucy
won. Do the
won.
Golden Girls rank in there anywhere? Because they were amazing characters.
Yes, yeah, they are. But they also ask you for theme songs. Not only did Lucy win as the number one character, but the theme from I Love Lucy won as the number one television. So you can say all you want to
best
about millennials, young people. And but listen to Jennifer extol the value and virtue of I Love Lucy and Lucille Ball. That thing still holds after all these years. It still has terrific value and cachet. 21 after the hour here on the DJV Show.
Bean self-reliance is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Exciting new Music Monday material here at 24 past the hour. Our music portion of this hour is focused, as it is every Monday at this point, on new music. So we have three selections for your consideration. And always, Victoria, who puts these together, wonders which ones will Dougie like? Which ones will he not like? I am pretty neutral about Lady Antebellum. That's from a new album called Heartbreak, and it's the title track. 10 years together, they took a hiatus last year and are now back with a new studio album. So let's listen to it and see if we like it. Pick it up, please.
I guess none of us can like it, right? You know, I like Lady Antebellum, and it's three of them. They're all super talented musicians, but I feel like they really bridge the gap between country and pop.
Okay,
This is a country song. They're a country group, but I mean, this sounds pretty much like straight
poppy,
pop, doesn't it?
Right.
Yeah, it is very poppy.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to chart these before we even get to the top. I'm going to tell you, this is going to be my second favorite tune of the three that we've introduced this week. I'm going to tell you the one we're about to play by Lindsey Buckingham and Kristen McVie will be my favorite, and the one by Katy Perry will get up.
You know what? I think that's actually going to be the same for all of us.
Yeah. All right. Here's Lindsey, Christine, Red Sun, it's called, new album. Lindsey Buckingham and Kristen McVie. Listen to this. Pretty exciting. Who doesn't want to hear these two together? Very talented in their own right, but together, wow.
Oh, so I thought when we began, my mind
tapping my toes, Victoria.
Echoed with your smile. No, you won't take that away from me, even if you try. Sometimes I wonder.
That's nice.
Do you ever think of me?
I wonder if you're thinking of me. great song. Not just good. This is the best pop song I've heard for a while, I think.
I will say, this whole album, which I went through last night, is a very good album. If you like Fleetwood Mac, if you like Lindsay and Christine, you're going to love the album.
Yeah, good for them. Good for all of us. All right, so we'll waste about 5 seconds on Katy Perry now. This is the title track to her new album called Witness, on target to debut number one, No Accounting for Taste. Here we go. That's like every other. Do we agree?
I don't think this is a bad pop song.
No, it actually isn't bad. But it's just we find her so unlikable.
It is true. It's hard for me. There's,
yeah.
You know, there's something about her. Just always rubs me the wrong way. I think she's just a brat.
Victoria, if this debuts number one today
on the
200 Billboard 200 album chart, then what does that say? People are not paying attention?
No, she's one of the most followed people on Instagram. She's got, 100 million followers. I mean, she's got a huge fan base.
How old is she?
Not me. I don't know how old she is. 28, Sarah. Maybe?
Yeah, I would say late 20s, but I don't know, because I always think of her as older than Taylor Swift, like a bit older. And Taylor Swift, isn't she like 27 now?
27, 28.
I don't know.
They're pretty close, the two of them. Yeah. All right, let's pay attention to Lindsey Buckingham, Christine McVie, and Lady Andy Bellum, 28 after the hour.
Insight Daily Radio. Jeffrey Kluger is the author of the newly released book, Apollo 8. The thrilling story of the first mission to the moon. This gripping new book tells the untold story of the historic voyage to the moon that closed out one of our nation's darkest years with a nearly unimaginable triumph.
The U.S. and the Soviet Union had been in a space race since the day Sputnik was launched. It was geopolitics fought symbolically, fought without weapons, but fought, as Tom Wolfe put it, on the high ground of space. We were driven by a need to show the power of the capitalist West to the world and make it clear that we were capable of achieving something the Soviet Union wasn't. The problem was, early on, the Soviet Union beat us at everything. It was clear they were going to beat us to the moon. Ultimately, they didn't. With Apollo 8, that race really came down to a crisis moment, because in the summer of 1968, at the very moment we were considering launching Apollo 8 to the moon, word started pinging across our intelligence web that the Russians were planning to launch a circumlunar mission just around the back of the moon and then back home. What we didn't know was that they ultimately had reentry problems, which would have made it too dangerous to fly an astronaut or a cosmonaut. But we didn't know that at the time. So we were not only in a 10-year foot race to get to the moon before the Russians. In the summer of 68, we were in a day-to-day foot race to launch first. And we did. And we got there.
That's author Jeffrey Kluger on his newly released book, Apollo 8. The thrilling story of the first mission to the moon.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to harvestright.com or call 800-923-9591. That's harvestright.com or 800-923-9591.
Always appreciated. Hello to Gay Hendricks, who's listening, and Jim Heppelman. How do you do? Nice to have you on board. This is the DJV way to while away some important time. Doug, Stefan, Victoria, Keelan, Kara Schillen here in this portion of the program. I thought it was interesting. Ice Cube went after Bill Maher on his Friday program in real time. It plays back during the week, but they do it live at 8 o'clock West Coast time. In Los Angeles, and so Ice Cube, who had been scheduled to go on this, as described by some as a gab fest, he was happy to go on. At first, people thought he wouldn't go on because of what Bill Maher said. He'd use the N-word, and it was really pretty crude, as is a lot of the stuff. Maher is such an egotist and arrogant. He does have interesting things to say sometimes. I don't agree, but I can take a little of him. A little of him with me goes a long way. Anyway, when Ice Cube was on, he addressed what was considered to be the 800-pound gorilla or the elephant in the room or whatever you want to call it. And he cracked Ice quote, knew you were going to blank it up sooner or later. bucking up against the line with his black jokes. Ice Cube told Maher that he accepted his apology, but called the gaffe a teachable moment that should serve to remind white people that the N-word is off limits. But, you know, I wonder about that sometimes. Why? According to whom? Just because they don't want us to use it, why does it become off limits? There are a lot of things. I mean, I get it. They don't want us to use it because it's a black colloquialism. But if it's, this is what confuses me. I don't know if it's necessarily
because it's a black colloquialism.
Yeah, that's not the reason why.
I think it's more the meaning behind what happens when white people say it to black people. Like in the history of white people using it on black people is because of, like, during slavery. Yeah, and so the meaning is just. I don't think it's great when anyone uses it, but the meaning when black people use it with black people is not the same as when white people use it with black people.
But we've asked the question historically whether that's the same impact as using the K word with the Jewish people.
I think the N word is way worse because it's more prevalent. It has much more of a deeply rooted American history.
You think that's a cultural thing with you, Victoria? You think Jewish people would agree with you?
I mean, I have a ton of Jewish friends, but none of them have ever been called that. And I have a lot of black friends, and they've pretty much all been called that at one point. So
by white people or black people?
By white people. I'm talking about the bad version of it, not the one that is the black colloquial. The racial slur part. Absolutely.
See, I can think of, this is not an argument from my point of view, but I can think of examples. As a matter of fact, I stopped using, it's very interesting how this played out. Fellow that I've been using for 14, 15 years to fix heavy equipment on the farm, and a fellow that I like personally, but he referred to Obama as the black N-word. And for whatever the reason, it just set wrong with me. I just was uncomfortable with it, and the way he used it.
Right.
It wasn't that it annoyed me. I don't even know if it upset. I don't know what the right word was. Offensive, maybe. And I was offended because I don't like to use that kind of stuff. I was taught not to use that sort of thing. And I'll ask these questions to begin a debate. I know what the answer is from my point of view with regard to this. If you want to take the K word was verboten because I was grew up around a lot of Jewish people. But the N-word, because I didn't grow up around a lot of black people, it has a different context. But hearing it being used by an adult who is almost my age and being serious, referencing it, and I immediately brought myself to someplace in Mississippi. And I don't mean to offend necessarily my listeners in Mississippi or Alabama, but more likely to hear it down there than you are up here, so conventional wisdom is. But if you go to Boston, which is, in my opinion, and I've said this hundreds of times, the most racist community in the country, it really is. There's a pocket of people in South Boston especially.
It's known for that, that's for sure.
Unbelievable, some of the stuff. And so under the that, it just, what I think that Ice Cube, and by the way, I have a lot of respect for him. I think he's actually a pretty good actor. I don't know much about his music. It doesn't appeal to me, but I do like him, his stage presence when he does movies. I find interesting. I think that his admonishing Maher took the right turn. It wasn't offensive to Maher, but it was like, hello, I'm in your face now, and I'm going to tell you what I think. And I think that's swell. I think people need to get more into people's faces. They don't have to use crudeness to make a point.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Ice Cube is obviously a very intelligent guy who, and Mars intelligent, but he stoops. He thinks he needs to do stuff that he doesn't need to do, just so
And I agree with that.
He tries to get too cute.
And I think there's another part of it, too. Bill Maher is, he only dates black women.
I didn't know that.
And I think that he thinks that he's, like, in the club and that it's, okay, and it's accepted for him to throw that around every once in a while, especially if he's trying to make a joke. I think he got a little too big for his britches in that instance, and I was happy that Ice Cube didn't cancel because everyone expected him to cancel his appearance.
Right, yeah.
But I thought it was great that he didn't.
No, it was not necessary. Yeah. I didn't realize Mara dated only black women.
Yep.
But, you know, to each his own. All right. Let me just give you an update on where the world is going. And as the world turns, the people who use Uber rate the drivers. Uber drivers can rate passengers, basically based on behavior. So what is Domino's Pizza Delivers? You know, that's their slogan, isn't it? Domino's Delivers. They have now asked their drivers to establish the same sort of thing, because it turns out, I didn't realize this, there is a statistic according to the National Pizza Association or whatever the hell that group is. I don't know what it is, but there is a, and I found this out last Friday night. I was walking back from the farm because my new house and the farm are fairly close, and I'd gotten a tractor stuck in the mud, and it was dark, and I didn't want to bother, so I just walked home. I'm walking down the street, and these guys live a sort of kitty corner across the street from me. There's two gay couples that live next to each other. And they've become great friends, and so they saw me walking down the street, and they yelled at me, "Come on up!" So I went up, and we sat in the porch, and we were yakking about stuff. And he said, "What kind of pizza do you want?" And it was 8:30, quarter, and I was really hungry. I said, "Veggie pizza." And so they ordered the pizza, and they brought it. The pizza was delivered. And what came up in the conversation was something that I didn't know. More pizza gets delivered in America now than is purchased at the store. Did you know that? That
yeah,
there
that
are
makes
more
sense.
People delivering pizzas from whatever the source, local, national chains, they're delivering more than people coming and taking out or ordering and sitting in the store and eating it, which fascinates me, frankly. But so, as it happens, a lot of people that are ordering, you know, these guys said they always go to the same pizza place. It's a local joint called New York Pizza, and they really serve. It's the first time I had one of their pizzas, because I don't normally eat it, because usually the gluten upsets my stomach. But I was so hungry, I didn't care. So I just ate 7 pizzas. The whole pizza I ate. And so we were talking about the delivery. And then what came out over the weekend was this thing from Domino's, where they are asking their workers to establish whether the people that they are servicing are what their attitude is. Do they make absurd requests for things? And so, if you call a pizza place, local or national, and they refuse to deliver to you, it could be because you didn't treat the delivery person well. That's bottom line. Do you do that? Do you even think? Do people even think about that? And then the pizza delivery guy comes, "Okay, here's the money, $5 for a tip. See you later." Well, I mean, that would be my interchange with the guy. I can't imagine
what else. I mean, unless you just don't tip him, and then they obviously don't want to drive to your house anymore. That would make sense.
Well,
but other than
paid?
That,
how much
I mean,
are they getting paid?
Are they getting paid
like waiters? You know, minimum wage or less to do this stuff?
You mean because the tips would offset that? I don't know. That's a good question.
If you're going to order pizza and you don't treat them well, what keeps them from spitting on the pizza when they, you know, they've got it in the car? They could put anything on the pizza. Think about it that way, boys and girls. Huh? Seriously?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah. You sound a little uncomfortable.
Well, no, just I mean, I'm just trying to think because I'm in New York City and we order delivery all the time. So
yes. Everything
in New York City is delivered on a
right. Bike
or, you know, most of the guys are on bikes.
Yeah.
So, but we use Seamless, which you have to enter the tip before you even get the meal.
Oh, really?
So pretty much all the delivery guys are taken care of. You know, I mean, they know in advance what you're tipping them.
Yeah.
So I guess in that sense, if you don't tip them fairly, then your food might go around the block a few extra times until it's cold. But, other than that, I've certainly never had, I had one bad experience in like, you know, many years, but one bad experience where, you know, the guy complained I didn't tip him enough, which
really?
I did, but because he had to climb 3 flights of stairs. So I was like, well, you know, you did choose this job. So.
Yeah, exactly. Not my fault. This is what you were doing. Yeah, exactly. All relative. 45 past the hour. Let me speak frankly, candidly about a problem in our society, which I've been addressing here through these announcements for the past couple of weeks. The people who have drug problems. You've been arrested on drug charges. You know somebody who's addicted, that sort of thing. You are maybe yourself. This is a hard pill, if you'll pardon the pun, for people to swallow. especially if it's in your own family. And if it's you, this message is for you, yeah, but it's also for the people you care about, siblings, spouses, offspring, whatever. 844-262-8658. Pay attention to what happens when you dial that number, pound one. Better Addiction Care will offer you a free consultation to step into the middle of this cycle of addiction that is either your problem or somebody you care about. If you can't do without a substance, I mean, how many, well, every single day now, there's some kind of story about people and the problems that have been created by the use of these prescription drugs that you get a hold of. And then there are other drugs, certainly heroin, cocaine, you name it. 844-262-8658. People don't sometimes want to admit that they have a problem, but if you do and you are on the straight and narrow, people are trying to get you to face your problem. 844-262-8658. I would recommend you call there for a free consultation about what your choices are, the alternatives that are available, so you don't ruin your life, please. Even possible, probable, actually, that you can get your problem taken care of, because they do, then it's not one size fits all. It's you tell them what the problem is, they'll come up with a special way of fixing your problem. Better Addiction Care, 844-262-8658. And the good thing is that if you have any kind of legitimate insurance, most of them will pay for 100% of the costs of your care. So let's get onto the bandwagon. Help yourself to save yourself. Better Addiction Care, 844-262-8658. Everything about their exchange with you is private.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
Using Groupon, people can save up to a gazillion dollars a week. Not each of them, of course, but all of them combined. In reality, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Getting a haircut? Check Groupon. Need an oil change? Check Groupon. Now, we are in no way implying that you could save a gazillion dollars a week on nearby yoga classes, golfing, Italian restaurants, or resorts. However, use the top-rated Groupon app and save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon. Using Groupon, people can save up to a gazillion dollars a week. Not each of them, of course, but all of them combined. In reality, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Getting a haircut? Check Groupon. Need an oil change? Check Groupon. Now, we are in no way implying that you could save a gazillion dollars a week on nearby yoga classes, golfing, Italian restaurants, or resorts. However, use the top-rated Groupon app and save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Obvious reference to the TV show that started it all from the comic Batman. The way it was played by the original star of the television series versus the way it's played now by Ben Affleck or whoever has been in the role. It's sad because Adam West, at 88, died of leukemia over the weekend, and Chucker wanted to pay attention to that. Was there ever any talk about him being in a movie?
I'll tell you a quick story that's really interesting. In 1989, when Tim Burton did Batman, which Michael Keaton played Bruce Wayne, Batman, and that was a big leap in terms of Batman being serious on the big screen, Tim Burton asked Adam West to play Thomas Wayne, the father of Bruce Wayne, in the flashback alleyway sequence in which Bruce Wayne's father and mother were murdered, which motivated him to become the Batman. And Adam West was insistent that he wanted to play Batman in that movie, which was not going to happen. He was 59 years old. They were looking to do something a lot more serious. And he was asked repeatedly to do it, and he declined. And it's sort of, in retrospect, a shame, because I think that would have elevated the movie to an even higher level, especially as decades passed, if Adam West would have been Thomas Wayne in the alleyway murder sequence in Tim Burton's Batman. But it never happened.
I always say, I think it's a mistake. I want to see, when there is a revival of a movie, I want to see the people who were in the original as part of the cast. Like Baywatch had Hasselhoff and Anderson in it.
I heard they're wasted, though, in Baywatch.
Well, they aren't used much. They could have been used more. Frank. I think you're right about that. Yeah. All right. So we're going to go about the business of getting the top box office numbers, review The Mummy. Chucker saw a couple of other movies. I didn't see anything this weekend, but we'll leave it to Chuck to describe what he liked, and he'll tell you why as we continue here in just a moment.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
All right, Chucker, what do we have? Box office totals first. What happened to The Mummy?
Real quick, Wonder Woman, number one for the second weekend in a row, dropping just 47% off a big $103 million opening weekend, did $57 million in its second week, $205 million in 10 days. That means, Doug, word of mouth is really good on this film. The Mummy, Tom Cruise, the reviews were not good, $32.2 million. I don't know if that will coincide, though, whether Universal continues with this dark universe and does further chapters in this overall franchise. I think they will, simply because the movie was $125 million budget, did $150 million overseas, so it's going to recoup its money, and hopefully they'll just correct some of the creative problems with this franchise. Number three, Captain Underpants, an animated movie, $12 million, $45 million, $44 million in 2 weeks. Pirates of the Caribbean, five, placed fourth, $10 million over the weekend, $136 million in 3 weeks. This is an underperformer here and abroad and overseas. And Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Is it the end? The end.
I think it is. I'd be surprised if we see another Pirates movie, it'll be rebooted, and it won't be with Johnny Depp as Jack Sparrow.
Okay.
And Guardians of the Galaxy 2 ran out the top five, 6.2, $366 million in 6 weeks. I saw two movies, Megan Levy, I like to give it a 7 out of 10. I like Kate Mara. Good story-driven film. And then I saw this horror movie, It Comes at Night, totally mismarketed by the studio. But I got to say, I did like it. It's very bleak, Doug, and I think it's worth a look.
Yes. Of course you
but
do.
But it is very bleak, but it's fascinating also.
Chuck, speaking of fascinating, Chuck Curry, our movie man here on the DJV show at 50.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.